Yeah, so we're not just talking about putting an opt-in form on your about page. These are some hardcore advanced email strategies.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of KateDoster.com. And as always, I'm super excited to be in your ear holes. If you're brand new, what up, y'all? You picked an amazing episode to start listening to this podcast. And if you are an old-time bestie, I want you to go on and head on over to Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever you want to call it. Hit the little magnifying glass. It's the search bar. Type in Inbox Besties and go ahead and leave a rating and review, guys. I very rarely ask for them, but I'm like, hey, you know what? In 2019, I'm going to ask for what I want. And I want to know if you guys like this podcast or not. okay? So the download numbers have skyrocketed. We are getting way more listeners, but we still got like 7 reviews. It's kind of sad. So if you could do me a solid, I would super appreciate it. Take a screenshot of it. You might get a sweet bonus. Who's to say? But head on over, guys. Like I said, go to iTunes, search for Inbox Besties, leave that rating and review. So today's episode is all about 6 advanced list building strategies. And it's just me, guys. I know the last 3 episodes, we had amazing expert guests. In episode 75, we had Morgan Batista talking about how to do Facebook ads without going broke, which Facebook ads could be considered an advanced strategy. Episode number 76, we talked to Elena of Twins Mommy about how to use Pinterest and viral content to grow your list and your reach. And last week, episode number 77, we talked to Lainey of Miss GSD about how to run list building giveaways, okay? So we've had a lot of amazing episodes, and I put a link to all of them down below, guys. But week's episode was actually inspired by myself because for me, the tail end of, you know, January, tail end of February, it was all about revamping the things that I had to make them even more powerful. What I like to call it personally is dusting off my profit pathways. And one of those profit pathways that I thought needed a little dusting was the 2 years worth of strategically placed email ideas. Now, I still love this guy, but I wanted to go in, think of even better titles that fit to more niches. And I wanted to include some advanced list building strategies as well and actually make it like a kit. So I came up with 18 advanced list building strategies that I've added to that guide, which you can get by heading on over to katedoster.com/2 years. There's a link in the show notes as always. And if you have already registered for it, head on over to vault.katedoster.com. I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes. It is in your membership area, guys. You'll probably get an email from me saying that's been updated as well. So let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week. And then dive right in.
Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a list.
Yeah, so this is basically how you can fill up your ConvertKit in the free 30-day trial that I have for you guys. So the first one, advanced list building strategy, and we've talked about this on the show before, and that is start actually rewarding people for sharing your freebies landing page. So we've all had thank you pages, and I've encouraged it where it's like, you know, click here to tweet about it or share on Facebook, you know, if you're smart enough to figure out how to do Facebook developer and all that sort of stuff. But basically, we're constantly asking people to share, but we're not giving them a good reason besides the fact that they'll have a cool conscience. But I have found 2 tools that you can use to actually give people some type of bonus. So maybe a bonus PDF, maybe a video, maybe an audio, maybe some stickers, who knows, whatever you want to give to people as a bonus. The first one, if you are a baller on a budget, is called Go Viral. So that one is completely free, and basically someone can share on Facebook and Go Viral can check to make sure they shared. If they shared, bingo, a little screen pops up, download your freebie here, your zip file, whatever it is. But if you want to do a bit more advanced work, say you want to offer a couple of different levels of giveaways based on how many people they actually refer or get to sign up for your list, then you're going to want to go check up viral. So you can go to katedoster.com/upviral. That is actually my special referral link. I'm being totally transparent with you guys. Say Sally gets, you know, no one to sign up, she doesn't get the freebie. I know, it kind of blows. But if Sally gets, you know, Michael and Dave to sign up, she gets freebie one. If she gets three other more of her friends, she gets the next one, and then the next one, and the next one. And it can really create a cool little reward and value ladder for your people and really encourage that sharing amongst people. They also have other fun ways that you can do it, like the traditional list building giveaway. If, say, you know, only want to sell like 5 spots to something, you can have like a wait list where people, if they get people to join the wait list, they get to get move up the list. The second advanced way that you can grow your email list is by having quizzes. So I know quizzes have been all of the rage lately. And the reason why I consider this more advanced is because usually 9 times out of 10, you're at least having people land on 4 different results or a minimum of 3. And the way that your quiz will actually get you subscribers is if after you tell people the results, you have some type of unique content to give them. So say if you're like, you know, are you ready for Facebook ads is one that Morgan can do. So she could have like a, you know, don't do them at all, yes, but a little budget, or you should be scaling immediately. On the back end of that quiz, she would want to offer 3 free gifts to actually nurture those people into where they're at. Maybe if I had one back in the day, which is what was your perfect list building freebie, I literally created like 5 different mini courses based off of the 5 different options that people can get. So that's why quizzes, while they're really easy to make on the front end, especially if you use something like Thrive Quiz Builder, katedoster.com/quiz builder. There's a link down below. I can do it in like 5 minutes, but it was setting off that back end of really being able to customize and segment my list based on their answers that is a bit more advanced. Now, if you're not on WordPress, because that is a WordPress plugin, it's a one-time payment though, which is super awesome. You can actually look into something like Interact Quiz, or if you just search for Quiz Builder in Google, it'll come up. So the interactive one, in order to get it to hook up to your email service provider, which is the whole reason why we're doing this, you have to pay them per month. That's why I like the Thrive Quiz Builder, because one and done is mine forever. So again, just sort of keep that in mind. So if you're on a Squarespace site, you might honestly have to do that. So it's totally up to you. But I would really, if you do decide to do these quizzes, because they do go viral and everyone does love that sharing element of like, oh, I'm a this person, or I'm a that, or I'm a this, is you do want to sit down and create a whole email marketing strategy around it, which is why in Love Your List, I actually am putting in a mini course all about that in our list building explosion bonus section. So be on the lookout for that, my listies. And if y'all want to get into Love Your List, head on over to loveyourlist.co, get on that wait list because it's coming in March. The third way that you can grow your list, advanced style, besides rewarding people, besides that quiz, is by installing what's called click triggers. So I don't know if you've ever seen like lead pages, how someone can have like a picture and you click on it and an opt-in box shows up. That is what a link trigger is. And I'll be honest with you, well, lead pages, they're nice people. I don't necessarily know if their service is entirely worth it. I guess if you have a really slow website, maybe it is. So I was like, eh. After I had a free year of it because I won a contest, because your girl wins stuff, I didn't personally decide that I needed it in my business, so I don't use it. But I did really miss that click trigger, because I will say, when I didn't have it, I noticed that my opt-ins did go down when I just had that bare naked form, or I had a picture that then redirected to a landing page. It just wasn't performing as well. So I found an amazing plugin for us WordPress users. Sorry, people who aren't WordPress, I'm sorry, called Convert Plus. It's $24. Not only does it do the click trigger, so those images, they click on it, people find the box, words, people click on them, the opt-in box pop up, but they also do hello bars, they do exit pop-ups, they do scroll-ups, they do regular pop-ups. It is super advanced. I have no idea how it's only $24, but it is the best. I'm so totally in love with it. If you want to get yourself a copy, you can head on over to katedoster.com/convert plus. That is indeed my affiliate link, but seriously, guys, it's like the best thing ever. I installed it on 5 of my most popular posts just to sort of test it before I went and had my VA do any others. The lift that I got in conversions, so the amount of conversions I got on those posts, like tripled. It was like a day. It was craziness. Absolute craziness. So link triggers is the way to go. Number four, guys, sponsor a podcast. So this is something you do not hear about. This is why it's an advanced strategy. So if you know a podcast that your people are obsessed with, then you might want to actually go and pitch the person who is the host of the podcast and be like, hey, for 6 episodes, if I pay you blank amount of dollars, you all have to do your own research, will you shout out my freebie at the beginning of your show, mid-roll, however you guys want to work it out. So I'll find you some resources that you can actually have for a little bit more about sponsorship, but that is definitely a more advanced way to grow your email list. Now, if you want, that's in a very advanced way to grow your email list. Just make sure that your URL for that is actually something that is easy for people to remember. And you want to make sure that you have some very enticing copy to go along with it as well, since it is going to be a sponsorship. Now, number five, guys, is for you to go ahead and host a giveaway. So back in episode 77, so all of last week, we talked to Lainey, who did what we call a list building giveaway, where she got a whole bunch of prizes and one person won everything. Now, you can do definitely what Lainey did. There's no issue with that whatsoever. Or you can do what Maria did in episode number 24, which I'll put a link to in the show notes, where what she has is what I like to call a freebie mall. So basically she has contributors, I think it's about 10, and everyone tells her, you know, I'm going to give this gift. Somebody goes to her landing page, they opt in for Maria's list to get the password for this little freebie library, and then you go in and you go shopping, if you will, to pick the freebie. If somebody picked my freebie instead of just automatically giving it to them, they're redirected to a special landing page where they physically have to opt in to my list. That way, it's more GDPR compliant and it's a more targeted lead, as opposed to like one person getting everything and then they're getting overwhelmed and they're getting emails from people and they don't remember who's who. So, spoiler alert, I'm going to be running one of those, I think in the summer, maybe in the spring. I'm very excited for it. But just to give you a little heads up, that is coming on my way. Maria's is actually called the Coach's Toolkit Giveaway, which you'll definitely be hearing about again because I'm totally going to participate in hers too. It is fantastic. So reward your people, number one. Create a quiz, number two, but make sure you have those specialized opt-ins afterwards. Number three, link triggers. Number four, sponsor a podcast. Number five, have a giveaway. And number six, host a summit. So I was a little nervous about hosting the summit even on this forum. So I'm like, ugh, our summit's kind of played out. But after talking to one of my biz besties, Eden Fry, who is actually running the Rebel Boss Summit, which you can get your free ticket by heading on over to katedoster.com/rebel. Guys, it is happening February 26th through February 28th. She is saying that this has worked like gangbusters to not only grow her list, but to actually grow her piggy bank. So the way that Aiden did it was really unique in that she actually encouraged speakers, instead of just having an interview, so, you know, it being a glorified video podcast, to actually sit down and create a 30-minute presentation teaching about your topic with, you know, your slides, face-to-face, really actually making it like a real masterclass. And then what she did is she interviewed people at the very beginning, so like, you know, highlight reels to sort of introduce us. She edited in our training, and then we had a little outro for it as well. And I am so proud to be a part of this Rebel Boss Summit. We have some amazing speakers. We've got Tyler talking about Instagram. We have Eden actually talking about digital courses. We've got trainings on self-publishing your book on Amazon. We've got how to do sales pages. So many amazing things at the Rebel Boss Summit, which you can get your free ticket to, guys, by heading on over to katedoster.com/rebel. I am so excited. So there you have it, guys. Those are 6 of the 18 advanced list builders that I've now added to the 2 years worth of email ideas, which you can get for free by heading on over to katedoster.com/2 years. And remember, guys, leave those rating and reviews. I want to be able to shout people out on the show. And if you take a screenshot and send it to me, kate@katedoster.com, y'all might get a freebie. Who's to say? And I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.